Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Seth Green, and you are listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark, and I am so hot, I would desperately like a glass of water. Please, please, give me some water.
This is Cindy Preston, and I'm with Mark on Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Melissa Peterman from CMT's The Singing Bee and the television show Reba, and I have to tell you, I just have to get it off my chest, I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi there. This is Faith Roscoe from General Hospital. You're listening to Mark on Somewhere in Vegas. And you better watch out. We know how to find you if you're not listening.
Hi, this is Shannon Egan from Whippet. And I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hey, this is Lee Allen Baker with Somewhere in Vegas, talking with Mark with a Q.
This is Courtney Cronin. You're listening to Somewhere in Vegas with your host, Mark. And I would make sure to listen every week because he's a sure bet.
Hey, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. I got two tickets to Paradise in this. You know what? It's Somewhere in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hi, this is Crystal Kale, and I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Terry Nunn from Berlin, and you're listening to Mark Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Miracle Laurie from Joss Whedon's Dollhouse. There are three flowers in a vase, and I'm listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Erin Hill, and you are listening to Mark on Blog Talk Radio and Somewhere in Vegas. Mark is a great guy.
Hi, this is Sean Pulaski. I'm still trying to figure out Mark Pico's sexuality, but I know you're listening to Somewhere Live in Vegas.
Here you go, Mark. I'm sorry. I thought you were she. I'm sorry. Get out of the tent. Let's get out of here.
Hey, this is Lance and Anna from Free Radio. And Anna?
And you're listening to Somewhere in Vegas.
Yes.
My favorite.
You know, that's usually what happens with me. I go to Vegas and I get lost, and so I end up somewhere in Vegas.
Somewhere in Vegas.
But I just don't know where it is.
Not quite sure.
Yeah, word.
Get ready. It's going to be hot. It's in Vegas. Check out Mark. Be there or be square.
Welcome, everybody, to Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm Mark DeKeith, your host. Hopefully, in just a few minutes, we'll have comedian Hope Flood on. She's got a convention coming up in Los Angeles called the Comics Rocks Convention. It's a place where a lot of comics can get resources in terms of their career advice, from starting comics to from the more experienced comics. Also this year, she's added a component where comedians can make the crossover from stand-up comedy over to radio and podcasting. But it'd be a little bit interesting to be able to take a lease because she's got a star-studded list of people that are going to be a part of this convention. Hope's also a very talented comedian as well. We've had her on the show before. It was great to be able to talk to her last time, and I think the last time we talked to her it was like the second annual, I think, Comics Rocks Convention, and this I think the fourth or fifth. So we'll be talking to her a little bit about what's coming up on that as well. With speaking in mind, I am privileged to have one of the funniest comedians out there, and really a true asset in terms of the comedy scene right now. And a gal that I've had on the show before, Hope Flood's on with us right now. How you doing, Hope? Are you there? Oh, we lost her. She'll be calling up, hopefully, back in a second. But like I said, she's been doing so much great things in order to help young comics make the transition over as there as well. So hopefully in just a couple seconds, she'll be redialing in. Fingers crossed that'll happen momentarily. Like I said, that the convention's coming up. I believe it is a following weekend here. In Los Angeles. So without further ado, I think we got Hope on there right now. Are you there, Hope?
Yes. Can you hear me good? Because my connection with you was really bad.
I can hear you now. You're pretty clear.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Can you?
I can hear you clear. How's everything going with the convention? Obviously, it's been a busy couple of months coming up to this convention.
I can't understand you. It's all choppy. So can't you understand me?
I can understand you. Want to call back in?
Yeah, let me call back.
Okay. Okay, she's having a great connection here. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we can get her on clear line. If I'm choppy on my end, maybe I can dial her into mine as well. So we'll see. But hope, like I said, she's done a really great job in getting some really talented individuals on this convention. Is that better, Hope?
A little better.
Okay. If it gets worse, force, let me know.
I can't hear you guys. Oh, stop. Okay. Let me see. I can't hear you, and it's choppy. All right, let me call back again. Let me get in a better area. Maybe I'm in a bad area.
Okay. Well, hopefully we can get her on. Technical difficulties. I apologize for that. You know how that is. We'll try one more time. Instead of being the same situation, I may have to call her on my own line and try to get her through. Hopefully, you guys are listening to me clearly. Obviously, I can't listen at the moment to my own voice. We're going to get echoed. Let's see what goes on here. It's going to be a great convention, like Los Angeles. You guys can go to Comics Rock Convention on Facebook and you can get all the information about who all is going to be a part of it and where you can sign up and et cetera, et cetera. It'd be great to be able to be a part of that convention. Like I said, there's some really great names that are going to be a part of it. Dick Gregory, who's a legend in comedy, is going to be there doing a luncheon. There's a couple of actual sets that are going to be going on, too, and a couple of comedy clubs in the LA area as well. You guys can take a chance at that as well. Let me think here. What else? It's the fourth annual Comics Rock Convention. ComicsRockConvention.com. You guys can get more information in terms of that. You guys can go there as well. I think Dick Gregory is going to be a part of it. Like I said, it's just an all-star cast going on with it, as it were. She's going to call back in, but we haven't gotten a thing from her yet. All I do is I might play a little music and try to give her a call. Maybe that's what's going on, because I don't see her up on my board. Double check here. I'm going to reset my board here real quick and see if we can see if she's on there. No, she's not. Let's try to recall. I'm pretty sure she said she was going to try to recall in, but I haven't seen her on my board. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and give her a call since I have her number on me at the moment. I'm going to play some music momentarily. I'll play a little bit of Mark LeMay, and we'll see if we can get Hope on the show. On a clear line.
In the spring, when I leave LA, I hear your voice, though you're far away. The months are long, and I long for you, and I can't wait till I come back to you.
Days are kind, and the sky is warm. I feel you move, feel it in my core. I miss your voice.
I want it to be where people come. They get to see the best comedians, new comedians, old comedians, veteran comedians. People learn. They have fun. They can interact. And that's really what I'm trying to get it to be. And it's going to take some time, but that's what I'm focusing on, trying to establish it into being.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you talk about, you know, obviously wanting this to be big and huge back in the day. And you talked a little bit about wanting to, you've learned every year. I mean, obviously, you're starting to learn a little bit more about getting it. Is it getting any easier for you to put on these things and kind of know what to do and when to plan, et cetera?
Yes and no, because every year I add something new or take something. requires me to learn something new about that particular event, especially like with the keynote with Dick Gregory. I hadn't done that before. The fashion show, I didn't do that before. So those elements and those extra things, you know, those are things that are new to me that I have to put together from scratch. So, but as far as registration, the workshops, the seminars, the speakers, things like that, that's the easy part. They come, and a lot of them, they'll reach out to me, I'll reach out to them. So that part is easy. It's the extra special event stuff that I keep changing every year that makes it a little bit, it doesn't make it difficult, but it makes it new every year. So by year, you know, 6 or 7, I'll have a formula, I'll have a template. Everything will plug and play and it'll be easy. Then finding good help, people to stay on board, people to work, people to say they're going to do stuff. That's been challenging.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously, I mean, the attendance obviously has been growing year after year as well. I mean, are you seeing a lot of people going every year to this thing and, you know, working their gifts, as it were, and wanting to?
I see a lot of new people register to come and see what it's about. I see some people that have come every year. It's like they look forward to it. It's like their little mini comedy vacation to L.A. And I see people who are like, you know, I can't afford it this year, or I got a gig, or I'm working, or it helps me a lot. Or some people, they feel like they didn't get anything out of it, or whatever, for whatever reason. So yeah, it's all of those things. I got a lot of new registrants this year. And also that's partly because I've now allowed male comedians to come. I've rebranded the name. It's not the Females in Comedy Convention anymore. It's just the Comics Rock Convention. And last year I allowed male comedians to come. And this year I rebranded it and named it. And so now all comedians can come. And so that has been really a great thing as well.
Yeah, because I think we were talking about that last time we were on. You were planning on bringing the males in, you know, eventually. And I guess obviously helped it. A lot.
They kept threatening me. They kept threatening me. Every time we were posting, they were like, if you don't let us come, we're going to put on a dress and a wig and we coming. I was like, no, don't do that because some of y'all look horrible in a dress and a wig. So, no. And then I was going to do one separately for them, like in June. We just did some workshops and seminars and stuff. And then somebody, my business consultant, she was like, why are you doing that? Why are you leaving that money on the table? Why are you doing that? Don't do that. Just let them come, you know, and make it. So that'll attract more sponsors, that'll attract this, that'll attract that. And so I listened to that, and that's what I did. And they're the men are forever grateful, of course.
It's a lot less work because you don't have to worry about having to book another convention, you know, in June right after this one. So, you know,
correct.
Absolutely great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be able to see, you know, that they have an outlet to be able to learn a lot from it, you know, a lot from what's going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
And also the fact that I believe you have a couple of nights that where you guys are doing sets at one of some local comedy clubs. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. So the comedians that come from all over the country, and even the ones that are here in L.A., they get a showcase with their, you know, coming to the convention. Because the reason I do that is it's really to draw them in, because they can't, if you came to L.A. just as a newbie comedian or even a veteran and people didn't know you here, it would take you, you know, 3 or 4 months to get on the stage here in L.A. So I'm using my connections and my convention to give them an opportunity that they could never really get on their own. So that's also a real drawing point for a lot of them. A lot of people want to come to L.A. and say they play the Comedy Store or the J. Anthony Brown, J. Spot, or the Comedy Union, or, you know, or the, God, where else are we going to be? And theater. So a lot of people want to be able to see that they have been to these places, inside jokes. And so that in itself is a calling card. And I got them, all of them are hosted by celebrity comedians. It's all female lineup of veteran comedian hosts that are hosting. I have Lou Nell and Kim Whitley of Waving Whitley, and Wanda White. She's been in the business a long time doing clean comedy. I always designate one night for just clean comics. Tiffany Haddish, you've seen her in a few movies, and the Real Husbands of Hollywood. They're there. And so it's just an amazing thing. So they get to workshop through the day, and then they get to showcase and hang out at night.
Yeah, and it gets them in front of the people that they can get contacts to. You know, I mean, even after the convention is over, they can come back to LA, and you know, and these people could be recommended for, you know, whatever is going on. So, it's a great opportunity.
Well, not only that, the awesome thing about this convention is that most of the speakers are comedians that are in the business, and they understand and they get it, and they want to share and they want to give information and help comedians win. And so you can be able to reach back out to these speakers that are teaching workshops and seminars after it's over, and they're more than willing to help, more than willing to show you some things and teach you some things if you miss some stuff and do some one-on-one. And I think that's very, very special.
Now, you mentioned that the that you have a fashion show going on as well. Can you expand on that? How did the idea of a fashion show come about?
Well, we call her the godmother of comedy. Her name is Tina Graham. She is a talent booker. She booked all of Def Jam. And, she co-booked Def Jam, Comedy Jam, Uptown Comedy Hour, a lot of the shows that comedians are on. She was a booker. And she started this years and years and years ago with comedians modeling the clothes and doing comedy in between. So I called her up and I said, let's incorporate this into this year's convention and we named it Comics on the Catwalk for calls. Her mom died of diabetes, like I said, my mom, my grandmother, and it was just something that we just kind of came together, the comedians of all, the model all the way to fashion, Coogee, Art Deco, MacWare, all the other various fashion lines and the latest fashions and things. And so that's going to be crazy because you cannot get a bunch of comedians in a room and try to orchestrate them and direct them. I almost don't want to do this one because I already know it's going to be crazy, crazy fun. Crazy fun. And just unorganized and chaos, and that's how we live and that's how we like it. And we're going to pull it off, and that's the whole funny thing. And then we do have some actual regular models, male and female, that are actual models that are going to come out with the comedians. So people won't, you know, even the designers won't say, well, they wore my stuff and they clowned or they weren't serious about it. We're going to have some real models in the fashion show as well.
But on the converse, you know, it's also the fact that you do have regular people trying out some of these fashions. There's been a lot of criticism about, you know, about some of these models being way too skinny or, you know,
unlike.
But the good news is some of these comics, you know, aren't necessarily fashion models at all. And I think that's really cool. So
I like that point. I like that you brought that out because that is a good selling point because we do have, like the designers were like, well, what sizes should we bring? I'm like, bring all sizes. You know what I'm saying? Don't just limit yourself because the comedians are in all sizes. And we don't have time for fittings and stuff. You know, get there and what size is the 10 and whoever wears a 10 can, you know, wear that. Or if you wear a 48 waist, then that's what you're going to wear. So just bring everything. I told the designers and everything. And you're right. Everybody's a different size and everybody's not, you know, a fashion model size. And I think that's what's going to make this different is because it's the clothes are going to look good. People don't want to buy the clothes, and it's fun. So that's what it is, and it's for a great cause. We need to bring awareness about this silent killer in our community, and that's diabetes.
It is, and it's great to be able to have something like this event, like this, kind of to reflect on that as well. I think it's a great addition to it, and it was great to be able to have that opportunity in order to team up and help out in that situation as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, let's talk about what's been going on with you outside the convention. Obviously, you've been doing a little bit of touring as of late.
Been doing some touring, but more importantly, a major event happened late last year. I became a grandmother, so I'm excited about that. And my granddaughter, her name is Parker, and she's 8 months now. She's beautiful, and she's amazing, and she's smart and funny and vibrant and happy, and I'm just so thankful to God that I can see my seed have a seed and be a part of her life and watch my son be an amazing father to her and be in her life and not me also. So that's been the main thing that's been happening, and I've been really trying to be there and be available to be there for her and the mom and the dad and help them with the baby.
baby, and so that, and then they got part of the touring, working on a reality show with Lunel, and you know, we just, I'm just trying to, you know, get out here and keep going.
Yeah, Lunel's been doing a really good job as well. I mean, she's been hot as of the past year too. I've been seeing her.
Oh God, yes. So. Oh my God, yes. She's on a cruise right now, the Tom Jordan morning cruise right now. I think she'll be back tomorrow. And, yeah, she's had an amazing run of things, events, and doing some things and building a lot of buzz. And I'm just so happy for her and very proud of her. And I go to all these little movie premieres with her, and I don't go to try to get anything from it. I go to genuinely support her as a female comedian and as a friend. She's truly one of my best friends. And I go to support her. And I'm looking for nothing to return. I don't care if anybody knows me. I want to do red carpet. I don't want to take no pictures. I go solely to support her.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm happy for her, too. She's been a veteran of the comedy game for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And have that
as she comes to the convention, she's very much involved in the convention. She comes. She's the first person the comedian see. On registration day, she talks about her struggle in the business. She looks at their business cards. She tells who's good business cards. She tears them up. She throws them. It's hilarious. They live for that. And she talks about that I have a veteran panel of veteran comedians who have been in the business, you know, 15-plus years. And they sit on the panel where people can ask them questions and they can tell their stories as well. That's something new we added last year, and it worked very well. And so we're going to keep that and have that this year as well.
Yeah, and going back, first of all, congratulations on being a grandmother. And, you know, that obviously has got to give you a little bit more material now, being able to see your son.
Yeah, because my son treats the baby like a toy. You know, he's 28, but he's like, Ma, she was crying, look at her face. And he thinks that's funny. Ma, she pooped, look at her. And I'm like, yes, son, yeah, right. Oh, you'll get over it soon. She's screaming, Ma, look. I'm like, oh, God. She need a bottle. She need to be fed. I'm like, son, this is not a toy. This is real life. But we've been waiting on this a long time. And so, you know, it's a good time in his life and mine. And I'm just grateful to that.
Yeah, you know, it's always great to be able to have, you know, extended family and to be able to have a member like that and all that as well. So it's great to be able to it's great to be able to see you've expanded on the brand as well. I mean, the convention's coming up. What's going on after the convention? Anything coming up for you?
I'm going to rest for about a month. So I'll be totally tired. And then I'm going to hit the road again. Part of some of the convention attendees, I always take some comedians out on tour with me every summer. This year I decided to take the ones who had the best showcases out with me on a 5-city tour, all expenses paid, and they'll get paid. So I'm going to start working on that. And just been getting back to working on me and all my personal stuff and things I've kind of let fall to the wayside because I've been really, really honed in and focused on this. So that's what I'll be doing after that. Just resting, hanging out. Some of my friends are staying over a couple of days, going to the spa. You know, girly stuff. Just girly stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, I'm hoping that 5-city tour includes here in Vegas. Fingers crossed on that. I also wanted to ask a little bit about some of the seminars you guys got going on. You obviously said there are going to be panels in terms of sets and to be able to get coaching as well. But I noticed that there was something about, you know, crossing over to radio. Tell us a little bit about some of the other seminars that are going on during the convention.
We have a wonderful, wonderful seminar workshop taught by veteran comedian Chang. He is a social media guru. When I tell you this dude, he's so far, he's so into it. I mean, he's so amazing that Apple asked him, they teach classes to their customers. One of the Apple guys who was teaching the class saw some stuff he did online and contacted him and asked him to come and teach the class. That's how much he knows. And so that they look forward to it. Some of the stuff is fast-paced over their head, but he gets it in, and he's going to do it hands-on where you bring your computer or your laptop or your tablet, and he can show you hands-on. Rodney Perry, who's the co-host of the Monique Show, late night Nine Next Level, and it's an amazing improv class. It's so inspirational and so it's interactive. It's you know, you get to get on stage and he creates scenarios and scenes and things and you work them out and he tells you what you did right, what you did wrong, and it's great. Edward Arnold, who has written for Chelsea Grammer, new show with Mark Lawrence. He's written about Real Housewives of Hollywood, Kim, the Raising Whitley show, and Tyler Perry, and he's a veteran comedian. He teaches the art of stand-up comedy, which is an amazing, amazing, awesome, awesome workshop. He's just an amazing person. Great team. He taught with Goldberg and Sherry Shepherd. He's a comic. His name is written on the Comedy Store wall. He's been there a long time, and he teaches you about joke writing and performance techniques. T-Fake Griffin, who wrote Steve Harvey's God Isn't Finished With Me Yet, and she, when he looked at the Stella Awards, she teaches a class on writing clean, because you do need to know how to write clean. And it's a special class, and she's only taking 20 to 25 people who are very serious about writing clean material. And she prides herself in being a clean comic, and that's what she wants to bring to the table, and I'm happy to have that in your life. A lot of comics are writing is the punchline, and that's not going anywhere. So that, and then I teach a class on branding and how to negotiate gigs and things like that. So, and we have if you want to get a grant, if you want to learn how to walk the red carpet, if you want to learn how to scene study, my mentor in the radio game, who has been a radio personality for over four decades, he is coming to teach on the radio along with our own very own KGLA, our radio station here, Tammy Mack, who's on the radio here, that's coming to teach a class. You want to learn how to promote, like, some of the biggest promoters in the country. I got you. So everything is covered. Everything is covered.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's all in one convention. You know, you can get everything you ever need to be as successful as a comedian. So it's great
exactly.
To have that opportunity to be there as well. Like I said, you guys can check them out at on Facebook, Comics Rock Convention. Also, comicsrockconvention.com, I believe, is also the website. You guys can check that out as well. You can follow Hope on Twitter at HopeBud. Anything I'm missing?
No, you did everything. Thank you.
No problem at all, Hope. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And, you know, I look
exactly.
forward to it.
I'm going to be in Vegas on June 2nd. There's a club there called City Lights. I'm going to be performing there, and I'm trying to look up some other stuff there as well, the late show or something show they do on Friday nights. And the casino there is really nice. I'm trying to get all this stuff together, too, so I'll call you back when I'm doing that.
No problem. Yeah, let me know. Definitely would look forward to it, and maybe you'll have some of those comedians that are at the convention over with you at this event. So fingers crossed on that.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah, registration ends tomorrow for any comedians that are listening or that would like to still come. I am doing the tour one. I'm going for what you got in your pocket. I just want people to come and get the information. And I like to stress that if I can get the sponsorships in place, then it wouldn't cost so much because then I can offset the cost. But until that happens, that's why the price is up. But I will say this. For the price, you can't get one of these speakers' workshops, just one of those for this price, and you're getting a whole 4 or 5 day thing and a feed you and a award show. You get to mix and mingle. You get to get the stage. There's nowhere, no other convention in the country is doing it like this.
Yeah, and it gives you the opportunity to make more money because you're getting your name out there and you're making great connections.
Absolutely.
So it's
and you're learning. And people have gone back and they've started their own radio shows. They've done competitions, they've got their own rooms, they travel, they get on the plane, they meet other comedians, they go to their cities and work with them. So it has truly been, my vision for it has truly manifested in the last 3 years of what I truly wanted it to be. And so it just continues. It just keeps coming and coming and going and going and going. And I'm excited about it and proud.
Well, I'm absolutely happy that you had the opportunity to be able to do that. And really, I mean, it's great to be able to see that you had so much success in terms of this convention. And it's great.
Thank you for always supporting me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, just let me know when you hit down and all that.
I'll
get the word out about that was hoping for anybody can check them out, but you guys can go to Comics Rock Convention on Facebook, also comicsrockconvention.com. You guys can check that out. Remember, if you want to be a part of it, registration ends tomorrow, so hurry up and get there and check it out. Right now, I think we're going to have Rachel Lynn on the show, hopefully next week. I'm waiting for a confirmation on that, and that'll be on Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific. We should do it. I just got an email from her PR department, and we'll be talking a little bit about her current single that is out. We'll also talk a little bit about her contest. She's a part of the iHeartRadio contest, and she's asking for your vote, which ends next week. The winner, I believe, ends up being a part of the iHeartRadio Music Festival here in Vegas coming up sometime this summer. So please check that out as well. Please check us out on VegasPodcasting.com, also at SWIV on Twitter, and Somewhere in Vegas on Facebook. You guys, check that out as well. With that in mind, we'll see you guys on Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific.